Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Joe, good morning.
Hi, Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. So listen, we're talking cartoons and movies. I'm as happy as Larry. So what caught your ear this morning?
No, I just listened to you earlier on and saying the whole Disney, how it was possible for them to draw kind of good-looking cartoon characters. And I always thought that Jessica Rabbit was definitely the best one that they've ever done.
It's the strangest thing. I don't know if is Roger Rabbit Disney. I presume I'm not quite sure, but I know what your point is. Just cartoon character, because I'd watched Mulan, and then I'd watched Pocahontas, and because I've got two girls, obviously the conversation went along the lines of, but you know what, her eyebrows would never be that good if it was really back then, you know. And I was saying, well, her teeth would never be that straight if it was back then, because she would have been quite wild. And you know, we got into this kind of silly conversation, but it was fun. But then we were saying, God, how beautiful she is. Like, how do they do that? Where you're going, that is beautiful. It's just art, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't mind, but actually I completely forgotten about Mrs. Rabbit. And then about a couple of months ago, there was an article in a tabloid newspaper about the animated characters, the female characters, and it actually had a human equivalent, really. And then they'd gone through them all, like the girl from Rapunzel and Snow White, and Pocahontas is there as well.
Yeah.
And then they had Jessica Rabbit, and I just went, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So it was kind of...
Do you need to have a moment, Joe? Will I leave you alone there for a few minutes, or will we keep going? Are you okay? Do you need a moment? You sound like you're...
No. I'm on cam now.
You're sure?
There's a post room here somewhere, yeah.
I'm just getting the impression that I'm kind of getting in the way here between you and your memory.
Oh, no, I'm fine, okay. Don't worry about it.
And tell me this, did you cut it out? Did you keep it somewhere?
No, it's if you Google it, it's if you're looking for something at that time.
No, I know where this is all going. Okay. That's so funny. Actually, you know Joan from Mad Men, every time I see her, I think Jessica Rabbit.
Really?
Yeah,
well, that's right. Yeah,
come on, you know what I'm talking. Do you want to know the top nine? Because one was so rude, I couldn't do it. The top nine hottest cartoon characters.
Far ahead.
All right, number nine, Ariel from The Little Mermaid. That's just creepy.
She's a little weird.
That's into it. Number eight, Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Yeah. No, it depends what your interest was, but yeah, Daphne.
Yeah,
okay. And you know, if you Google Daphne from Scooby-Doo, what I just did, there's obviously some blokes now are got a bit excited with their pen and ink, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going. Number seven, She-Ra, the Princess of Power. I had to Google just for mine. She's a bit bossy looking, but you know, some people like the bossy look.
Yeah, I know. She was kind of up there with kind of Supergirl as well, even though they're remaking that movie, I think.
I loved Supergirl. Helen Slater was the actress who played her.
Yes.
Let's keep going. Number six, Betty Rubble from The Flintstones.
Oh, that's strange.
That's peculiar. She was also quite mad many. Number five, Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. Classic
look
there.
Yeah, classic enough, yeah. Are we making that one as well shortly?
They're doing them all, that's it. Number four, Luann Platter from King of the Hill, a cartoon you may or may not have watched once upon a time. About 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. So propane and propane accessories, that one.
Touch of the, around the Beavis and Butthead sort of time. But yeah, so that's it, kind of trailer trashy type. Number three, Justice League Unlimited, their version of Wonder Woman, which I just looked up as well.
Never saw it.
Well, needless to say, it's the gear and everything else. You know where I'm going with that, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Number two, Betty Boop, doing the doop.
Yeah, well, that's old school now, that one.
That's old school. You can have that. And number one is your cut out and keep, Jessica Rabbit.
Told you. Yeah.
You've got great old taste.
Well, you know, so I have to have it. I work in retail in fashion the whole time, so I just have to have good taste.
And do you have a woman in your life?
I do, yeah. Beautiful wife, Grace Daniels.
And is she your very own Princess Grace?
Yes, she is. Very much so.
And is she a Jessica Rabbit, or is she a Daphne from Scooby-Doo?
If you can imagine Jessica Rabbit with very dark hair.
Oh, so you actually, you married what you wanted in life.
Pretty much.
That's good. I have a feeling the pair of you should maybe consider a movie night watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, you know, that wouldn't actually go astray. We had an adorable baby boy there recently.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. So it's about time that we started introducing them to
all the great movies. Yeah, that's exactly. Great. You can watch all. You can watch Pocahontas and Mulan and Who Framed Roger Rabbit and all the Betty Boop cartoons. Maybe a few Scooby-Doo classic episodes. And then there'll
maybe
be many.
Go on. I was going to say maybe just watching them once might be okay. Getting them to watch them over and over again, just so somebody else can watch them, might be a little bit. You know,
might be a little bit. But I'd say if you keep watching that sort of thing, there may be more brothers and sisters for your little child. Let's keep going. Ryan, Disney bought the rights to Star Wars, so Princess Leia wins. Hubba Hubba, says Mick in Kildare. People are getting quite excited about this chat now. In relation to good-looking Disney characters, the male characters can be rather eye-catching. Aladdin and the Prince from Beauty and the Beast were always my favourites from Joanne. So that's fun too. And my friend at school was obsessed with Captain John Smith from Pocahontas. He was her dream man because Gaston from Beauty and the Beast and John Smith could have been cousins because they're buffed and the long flowing hair. Google Pocahontas lookalikes, real females genuinely looking like Pocahontas. I didn't do that, I'm proud to say.
Yeah, there's actually, you kind of should, because I'd say they would definitely be right up your street.
You think so?
Yeah.
This is the lookalikes.
Yes, the real life lookalikes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I appreciate that. If I do that, I won't be telling anyone. I think that'll be...
I think that's why they created it in private browsing, I think.
Well, it's because... will I do it now, like on air, so that... Okay.
Yeah, go on.
So what'll I put into the Google search?
Just go for real life female cartoon characters.
Pocahontas real life. Oh, yeah, oh, sure enough, here we go. Pocahontas real life, and we go into images and have a look. And, oh, good Lord, yes, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers, that girl, is that real?
Is she real?
Yep.
Yeah, you got that joke. You've done this before, have you?
No.
Well, we might as well do Jessica Rabbit while we're here, will we?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Just, I'd say put, can we mention tabloid newspaper?
Yeah.
News, Daily Mail?
Yeah. What paper?
Yeah. Daily Mail.
Daily Mail, okay, so I'll just put in Jessica Rabbit real life and... I think the computer's about to explode. I think the computer's getting having a little look at it in advance without me. It's not even. It's actually frozen because its nerves are gone. it won't let me do it. Isn't that funny? Or maybe there's a firewall on it because the people in RT keep looking it up themselves. So I'll have a look at that at some other point. Unfortunately, yeah, it's gone. It's crashed. 51552 is the text on all of the above. Joe, you've got to go back to where are you in the clothes business? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I'm just running a shop down in Bannister. It's Michael Ward's menswear. So
how's it all going?
Not bad, actually. Not bad. We're just getting ready for a couple of weeks of the summer sale, and then we're going heading in for the Galway races. So we've plenty of new suits for people to look good there. So
people want to look. Oh crikey! It's just brought up the Jessica Rabbit real life.
There you go.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take a break. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Good to talk to you. See you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.